The head of quality assurance at the Ghana Tourism Authority, Alex Boachi, says the authority has been providing continuous education to residents along the beaches to keep the coastline clean. It is also working with the district assemblies to provide places of convenience for residents along the beach. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the insanitary situation at the beaches, Mr. Boachi said the district assemblies also need to apply sanctions to deter people from defecating and dumping polythene bags at the beaches.
The cleaning of the beach falls directly under the auspices of the district assemblies. But as the implementing agency for government's tourism policy, DTA, we acknowledge the fact that having a good beach is a major product offering to promote tourism. So we have been collaborating with the major stakeholders, that is the district assemblies, traditional authorities, EPA, the entire community, to find ways of making sure that these beaches are kept clean and therefore they can become a major product offering by way of leisure and recreational facilities, which will help prolong the stay of the visitors to this destination. So as I said, we've been working with them, the stakeholders, find ways to keep it clean.
How soon have you been to the beaches? The place is just very awful. It is not good enough for human beings to just be there because people are still defecating along the areas. Are there sanctions? Are you doing education? Are there people who are policing the beaches?
I do agree with you. What we've been trying to do is to educate the community on the need to keep the beaches clean. And even by so doing, it can create job opportunities for them as well as help them to earn income. But beyond that, we've also been talking to the district assemblies to provide adequate number of places of convenience along the coastline. And then finally, if all these things are done, then they should enforce the bylaw, impose sanctions on those who are found culpable of defecating along the beach. So far, these are some of the measures that we've undertaken to keep the beaches clean.
Are the measures working? If you do your analysis or assessment, do you think you are achieving anything?
Not to the extent that we want to be that effective. So we're still working hard to make sure that we achieve our ultimate objective of putting in place these measures. But I do agree with you that not to the extent that we wish that it will be that effective.
How do you make it effective? What are some of the options? And are you applying sanctions? Because without the sanctions, the people will continue to defecate and throw rubbish there.
That is why I'm saying that we are working with the district assemblies. You know, these things, the bylaws, they can be enforced by the district assembly. They have the bylaws.